Otto Tarnowski was a sheet metal worker while his wife Beverly worked at the phone company. The couple had no children, invested wisely, and believed that living a lavish lifestyle was far less important than giving back.
It was part of our bringing up that we wanted to do something for the people that are less fortunate.
And they did so in a way that in the years ahead will benefit thousands of young people. With a $1 million donation, the couple became Gateway Technical College's largest individual contributors, making possible an expansion of the school's technology center in Sturtevant, a facility dedicated to training badly needed workers for the manufacturing sector. Over the years, Gateway President Brian Ulbrich struck up a close friendship with Otto.
He was an apprenticed sheet metal worker. He also served in the military as a World War II veteran and had a strong passion for hard work. And I'm sure as he watches the challenges that our community had faced over the last several years about high unemployment and helping young people find their fit in the world, work became an important part of his life and his cornerstone, and he saw that as a pathway to success.
Otto couldn't be at the dedication. He died Christmas Eve at the age of 86. For the benefit of out-of-town family and friends, interment was delayed until the dedication. They celebrated in the morning.
We're very happy, and so we've spent quite a few years. I wish my husband was here to enjoy it, but he wasn't able to.
Then mourned Otto's passing in the afternoon with a cemetery service with full military honors. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm David Cole.